Everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, March 28th, 2025, pre-market report. I'm just going to go over real quick what the setup is for the markets. And then I want to talk about some other stuff, people, because again, exactly what we have been talking about for as far back as you want to go is not only happening, but it's worsening. And again, look, man, you could look at this from the perspective that this is just all bad. And it is bad, no doubt about it. However, for those of us that understand where things are going, that gives us opportunity to take action. That's what this is all about. This channel is for lions, people who understand the situation and are not sitting back somewhere sucking their freaking thumb off, but are doing something about it. It's really that simple. Anyway, look, so the setup for the market is this. Right now, stock futures are slightly in the red. Nothing dramatic going on here. Now, looking at the 10-year yield, which is the benchmark, the debt market is the driver of this whole thing. It has come down a little bit, so some normalization here in the debt market. Someone's buying the debt. We know who it is. The world today, we're in a very interesting position. You don't hear this anywhere. But nations around the world are dumping U.S. debt at their fastest pace ever. No one wants our debt. No one wants our dollars. No one wants our products. The United States is being isolated. We have this issue here of the currency being systematically wiped out. Again, this is no secret. Central banks around the world, they're all doing the same thing. But with regard to what we're seeing here in the United States and the fact that we're isolating ourselves, the current administration has pushed the United States in a corner. And what are we utilizing to maybe show the world that we are significant? War. And more war. You can't make it up. Economic war? Absolutely. That's what we're in right now. And with regard to a kinetic war, we're in that too. That's the economic policy of the United States right now. And it is causing massive issues for, obviously, the economy, the middle class, small businesses. We got to talk about that as well. No secret what you're about to find out. And the corporate agenda, absolutely being fulfilled. Imagine our shock. Corporate profits yesterday, what did we find out? Skyrocketing as the economy is being torn apart, shredded. I mean, this is not going to stop. But again, there's opportunity here. So again, with stock futures, they are lower. 10-year yield stabilizing. U.S. dollar remains above 104, which is a critical level. This is a comparative number or basis, okay? The purchasing power of the dollar is going away. And I'm going to show you a chart here from Statista. You're not going to believe in just a moment. Gold and silver, people, you've seen what's going on here. It's an incredible thing. It's not going to stop. And we haven't seen anything yet with regard to gold and silver. The real skyrocketing of commodities and a movement of cash that people are not going to believe moving forward is going to be when the debt market melts down at a time of their choosing. Right now, again, the Fed is fulfilling its goal to own it all, to be the buyer of last resort and the lender of last resort. Again, who's paying for all the wars that we have right now? The economic war, obviously, the trade deficit yesterday coming in. No one expected that. We'll talk about that in a moment. Really, it was unexpected that it was going to come in so high. People thought it was going to come in much lower. Those were apparently polled economists. They're not even real because there's not a single economist that's that stupid. I can't believe that. Maybe there is. I doubt it, though, because you and I realize that that's where this is going. But there's just no doubt about it. The dollar here is sending us a blaring signal across the freaking sky that it is losing its status as a safe haven. And again, that goes right back into what's happening here to the United States. People here are not prepared. Trust me on this. I don't care how much you think you are. You're not prepared for what's about to happen, what is happening. No one is. I already said 2 weeks ago, a week ago, in 6 months, 6 months, not far off, the economy here in the United States is going to be unrecognizable from where it is now. And if we continue on this trajectory, people aren't going to know what to do with themselves again. Anyway, going back to the markets, Bitcoin, crypto, under a little pressure this morning, an extremely volatile asset class. You all know that. And what did we find out from President Trump's new SEC pick? He's going to make digital assets a priority. Why? Because we're being bridged right into that system that we all know is coming. A central bank digital currency. I don't give a damn what's in President Trump's executive orders and the pacifier in the last one. It's coming, man. If you can't see that, then really you have drank way too much of the Kool-Aid. Now, just going back to this real quick. This was yesterday. So the U.S. trade deficit remains near record high, and no one saw this one coming. No one saw it. People were expecting it to not be as bad. I mean, these people obviously also drank too much Kool-Aid. This is not going to stop. The biggest line here is this is going to be a drag on economic growth. Now, we run these deficits here with ballooning debt. Again, tell Greg, because Greg forgot, who makes up the difference here? The gap. Who makes up the difference? Of course, it's the Federal Reserve. They're in here buying it all, lending it all, and they're more than willing to do it. Every dollar that the Fed or any central bank is allowed to inflate the system with, it makes them stronger. It makes us weaker. Now, with regard to that, I want to show you. You remember this from yesterday? U.S. corporate profits hit record high. Remember that? Okay. Let me explain this to you. The economy is shrinking at its fastest pace we've ever seen. The middle class is being wiped out, but corporate profits are higher. What's the common denominator here? It's currency purchasing power destruction. We can fix this. President Trump can fix it. If, in fact, President Trump were not so fixated on fulfilling the corporate agenda, on allowing the corporate elites to get richer and richer and richer. This is the greatest wealth transfer effect the world has ever seen. We could build the economy from the bottom up, but that would mean we would have to return purchasing power to the currency. If we return purchasing power to the currency, corporate profits would get hit. This will not be allowed to happen because you would win and the corporations would lose. This is the United States of corporate America. It's been the United States of corporate America for quite a while. But the effect here, the Cantillon effect, as you all know what that is, I'm not going to even mention it, make sure that wealth is taken from one group of people or the economy itself, and that's what's going on, and being pushed right up to the 1 and 2%. So just keep in mind, corporate profits, record high. How about this one? Odds are stacked against entrepreneurs and U.S. small businesses. Let's read this here. Many strains on small businesses from inflation to tariffs to falling consumer confidence. Sounds about right? Yeah, of course it does. That's where we are. Now, I've explained to all of you, and we've covered this many times, this is a wipeout. This is an extinction-level event for the middle class and for the economy in favor of the corporate agenda, the corporate elites, the 1 and 2%ers. They have to take that wealth from somewhere. It's being taken from small businesses. It's being taken directly from the economy. And it's being directly stolen from you. But I don't see an outcry anywhere. I don't see people taking to the streets anywhere. So let me read what this says here because it's pretty staggering. Higher input costs, we already know that, the cost of everything is going up. So for small businesses, higher input costs, rising inflation are putting a strain on U.S. small businesses and entrepreneurship. Listen to this number. With nearly 75% of existing small businesses indicating that rising costs are affecting and putting a strain on their businesses. Is this a surprise to you? Why do we not hear more about this? Why do we hear about corporate profits surging while you are struggling to make ends meet? Now, this chart I'm going to show you is from Statista from 2023 until today. This is the cost of living. Look at this blip right here, where we are right now. That's my projection. And that projection might actually be off, meaning it could be worse than what I'm showing you here. So cost of living 2023 to where we are today. How is that happening? Currency purchasing power destruction. Okay. And this is not even factoring in tariffs, reciprocal tariffs or anything else. Really, people, I have to understand. I can't. I read through the comments and I am baffled. I believe that this blog has been taken over by bots and paid shills. Now, I respond to these bots and paid shills, and I get no response. This proves to me that these are bots and paid shills. You have to understand, it's a particular narrative that must be pushed here. We're doing great. The economy is going to turn around. It's not going to happen. It can't, because the corporate agenda here is being obviously fulfilled, as we have been talking about for 1,000 years here. The corporate elites will remain in control at the expense of you. You're paying for everything. Small businesses are going to become extinct in favor of the corporate agenda. Do you see this, or is the truth still eluding you here? So what this means, people, is pretty obvious. Look, man, we must take more action, meaning the system is coming apart, and we all know that. You're not allowed to know that. Okay. Every single executive order that's been put in place right now by President Trump is going to assure that corporate profits continue to surge. Again, what's the common denominator? Killing the dollar. Killing the dollar is killing the United States. It's killing America. President Trump, again, screaming from rooftops about lower rates. Lower rates means the purchasing power of the currency gets evaporated, meaning corporations can take advantage of the overseas exchange rates. Multinational corporations take advantage of the exchange rate, and they can make profit. Your cost of living skyrockets. Small businesses die. Small businesses die. The economy dies. Does this sound right to you? Okay, because all you really need is one fraction of a functioning brain cell to understand what I'm talking about. You don't really have to even understand any of this at the most basic level. So we are being destroyed from within. We've been being destroyed from within. President Trump was selected. There was no election. Okay, he was selected to bring us to our knees, allow the corporate agenda to be fulfilled here. That's what it's all about. You understand? You're paying for it. And I don't know another way to prove this to you more than showing you graphs and charts, trying to engage your brain as to what's going on here. And I really hope, again, watch for the bots. Watch for the paid shills here. They're trying to twist your mind into some distorted reality, for which we are clearly in a distorted reality. What does this mean for you and I? Again, we must take action here, people. We're being wiped out. And it can't be stopped. We have the last administration, just as bad. Actually, maybe this is even worse with regard to fulfilling the corporate agenda. We didn't hear Bidenstein, creature money man, demanding lower rates. Did you hear that once? No. But now that's what we're getting here. Again, you see, they're throwing this in your face. When you hear that from a politician, from a central banker, whatever it might be, they're laughing at you. They're laughing in your face. Do you want to be laughed at? Do you want to see, if you're a small business owner, are you seeing what 75% of other small businesses, that means 25% of you are not, but 75% of you are. And that means your livelihood, your cost of living, the way you're going to support your family is going to dissolve. Now, I'm telling you here again right now, you can believe me or not, but this mechanism here of destruction for the economy in the middle class is going to, again, cause your cost of living to skyrocket. More than likely, you're going to lose your job. And I want you to think about what that means for you. What we're seeing here is going to bleed off into the private sector. We already understand. Do you think that these 75% of small businesses here are going to be hiring? They can't even make as meat as it is. The corporate agenda, they're looking to trim the fat. We already know that they've already told us there's hiring freezes across the board. Some are looking to lay off thousands and thousands of people. You're going to be affected by this. The economy is going to be affected by this. The drag on the economy. Don't take my word for this. You know, Greg could be lying to you, but these debts and deficits are going to be a drag on economic growth. We're not growing at all. They want you to think we are. I mean, look at the numbers they gave us yesterday. GDP 2.4%, their rate of inflation 2.8%. So way once against the other, the economy is contracting. And again, the lies, the deceptions, the distractions are going to get even more dramatic moving forward. People, look, man, we need to bet against the system. Like I've been telling you for 1,000 years here. Get rid of the dollars that nobody wants. No one wants our debt. No one wants our dollars. The Fed's buying it all, okay? Currency purchasing power destruction is skyrocketing. This war that's going on around the clock, flattening an entire nation. You don't even hear about it on the mainstream media because, again, you can't be allowed to engage your brain, costing the United States hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. Is that how we make America great again? You know, you realize that this is not a war on terror. It's a war on you. It's a war to allow the Federal Reserve to inflate. Does this sound about right to you, or is Greg way off and Greg's wrong? This really is a war on terror because they're telling you it is. If that's what you think, then you're really in the wrong place. I'm going to advise you to unsubscribe from this blog and go someplace else where they're keeping your brain somewhere locked in la-la land. You see, this is reality land. This isn't la-la land. You understand? I hope so. So again, what does it mean, people? Get out of the dollar. Get out of the dollar. It's a dying asset. The world doesn't want it. The world doesn't want anything to do with the United States anymore. We are being isolated. We don't even have any allies anymore. We have no friends. This isolationist policy here by the Trump administration is going to destroy the United States faster, along with the currency being wiped out. That means you lose. Do you understand? Or you still don't see the truth here? I can't believe how many people are still locked into the Trump trance, the delusion. And yes, I'm pointing this out here. If you can't handle it, that's too much, then just leave. I destroyed Biden every day during. So this is not a partisan issue. You think this is a partisan issue? Really? I belong to no party. I have no party affiliation. I don't have a dog in this fight. That's why I can tell you the truth. If you have a partisan problem, then I guess you do have a dog in the fight and you're losing. How does that feel to you? You're losing. We're not winning anything. Win, 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 win. We are losing. Wake up. Because those of you that are locked in that delusion are going to lose faster than anybody else, everybody else. And you're doing this to yourself. People never act or very rarely act in their own interest. It's an amazing thing to see. It's almost like a form of learned helplessness, which is a real thing. You want to look this stuff up. Maybe you want to check into it. Maybe. Anyway, guys. So understand what's going on here. We are witnessing the fall of the United States at a pace that I think is staggering at this particular time. And I hate to see this. I hate to see this as an American citizen. I wore the uniform. You guys and girls all know that as well. Okay? I don't like to see this at all. But I am seeing this. We're all seeing this right now. Is this what you want to see? Is this what you call winning right now? Take action, people. Take action for yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to regret it. Love you from the heart with all I got, people. I mean that. I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, all right? Please tune in. We have a lot of stuff to cover, as always, all right? I'll see you.